We're doing a Agadot Talmud. We're holding Gittin Daf Zayin, and the Psukim in the book of Yoshua describe the different cities that were given to the tribe of Yehuda when the land of Israel was divided. And the Psukim enumerate 35 different cities. Yet when the Psukim sum it up, they say that the tribe of Judah got 29 cities. When you count it, you see there were 35. And the Pasuk says they got 29. So Chazal said that this teaches us that there were six names that weren't really names of cities. There are six names within the names that we're supposed to darshan, we're supposed to derive something from there. And that's what our Gemara is going to discuss. Rav Huna bar Natan Seter Avashi, in the enumeration of the cities of Yehuda, we have the verse Kina and Dimona and Ad-Ada. Those are three cities. What are they? So he told him that those are names of cities of the tribe of Yehuda. So he said to him, "Hey, I knew that, but I meant to say before you, to explain to you the drasha of Rav Gevi'a from the Yeshuv of Argiza." So he said like this: Kina is that a person is jealous of his friend and he's angry at him because he pained him. Dimona, right? Kina is like mekane. Dimona is like domim. He's silent. Even though the guy got him upset, he doesn't say anything. And Ad-Ada means Hashem, who is Ad-Ad, he is eternal. He will take the guy to task for him. Sometimes we think if someone did something wrong to us, so we have to go and work things out. And the Pasuk tells us the exact opposite, that if we say, okay, I'm not doing anything, then Hashem takes care of the person himself. The Chasam Sofer explains that if a person silences his anger, he is quiet when there's a fight, so then Hashem considers it like he's a partner with him. That Chazal said the world exists only for people who know how to be quiet at a time that there's a fight. So meaning when we're quiet if there's a fight, so we're ensuring the world's existence, so we're like partners in the creation of the world. So Hashem says, okay, he's my partner, so to speak. Hashem takes care of things for him. That's why over here the verse says, Adei Ad, that God who is eternal, God says, this person ensures that I'm internally king over my world, because he ensures that the world continues existing. So Ravashi said to him, if this is how he learns the verse, so would he also learn the pasuk that says, Siklag Madmana and Sansana? We have another verse that also enumerates cities. Would he say that verse also, that we have to derive something from the verse? Those are names of cities that are also extra. What's he going to say about those names? Remember, we said there are six extra cities. The Pasuk enumerates 35, and then the Pasuk says there were a total of 29. So that means there are six names that aren't really names of cities. So he said to him, if Rav Gvira would be here, he'd certainly know how to derive things from that pasuk too. But if you want, you should know that Rav Acha from the city of Chozor really learned that verse similar to Rav Gvira's verse. He said tziklag means if a person has, he could yell at his friend because he's taking his food away. Tziklag is tza'agat legima. Tzakat, the yell of legima, of drink. He's causing him not to have what to eat and drink. So tziklag, if a person has a claim against his friend that he's harming his parnasa. Umad mana, but he's domim, he's silent, he swallows his pride. Sansana, Hashem who appeared to Moshe in the sne. Sansana, Hashem takes him to test. And the Chasam Sofer over here explains that every person has a certain aspect where he has it tougher making parnasa because of his competition. We're all in this situation where it's difficult because of our competition. And Hashem says, when you're in trouble from your competition, I'm with you. And that's why the Gemara said, Hashem who lives in the Sneh, because just like when the Jews were in trouble in Egypt, Hashem was with them, and that's why Hashem revealed himself in the Sneh, to show I'm with them, so to speak. Even I appear in a bush, in a thorn bush, as though things are tough for me. So too, when a person has difficulties with his competition, Hashem shows, I'm with you, just like I was with the Jews when they were suffering from the Egyptians. I miss said, it's not that the Chassam Sofer says every person has trouble from his competition, but rather every person that has trouble from his competition, Hashem says he is with him just as he was with the Jews when they were in Egypt.